Welcome to the book temple. I'll just open up the doors here, watch the beads. Here we are.
Wow.
All the books that you could possibly want.
In Wodonga in northeast Victoria, Melissa Boy's book collection was overcrowding the house, so the books got their own home.
Well, it's a little rock shed in the middle of a paddock, and it's been done up so that the roof is new and we've got new big double wooden doors. And when you walk in, you just sort of see a big row of books. There's a mezzanine floor where there's more books upstairs, and the walls are lined with books. And then we have a few shelves in the middle and obviously the little ladder up to the mezzanine level.
How many books do you think are in here?
I had an estimate a while ago and I think I thought I counted them up to be about 3,000, but there's definitely more since then.
So how did you get to transform a shed from across the road from where you live into, I guess, a place for books?
Well, I've always had a real interest in literature, English literature. I studied that at uni and I've actually got a PhD in English literature now. So while I was doing my PhD, I was hoping to find a nice quiet space to study away from the kids and all the distractions of home. But by the time we'd actually finished, I'd finished the PhD. So it just ended up, collecting more and more books and started a book club and started a little library. And now it's sort of its own little mini bookshop on the weekends. I do sell them quite cheap. I think the average price is about $3. But usually just lend to people, you know, and also giving to the local charities around. I've got a man coming this afternoon from Rotary. They've got a big book fair coming up and I just like collecting them. So, yeah, I just like sharing them around.
So when did you just start building this shed of books?
We started fixing it up. Like, the building was already here. It was just an old shed and the roof had caved in and there was no door and the windows had sort of, there was just tin over the windows. There was no floor. So we started fixing up the roof in late 2019, which then ended up just being a lockdown project after that. So we didn't have much else to do in that time. So, yeah, we spent most of that time just fixing up the space.
So how long did it take to get it to how it looks now? Because it looks amazing.
I'd say about 3 years. We sort of plodded away at it. There was no real emergency.
When did you start collecting books?
I think it must have been in my late teens, early 20s. I sort of had my own little bookshelf and then I started adding to it.
Do you remember the first book that you did buy?
Oh, that is a tricky one. I do remember being given an Australian book called He Died with a Falafel in His Hand, and that was the first book that made me laugh out loud.
And when did you realise yourself that you were collecting books?
When my husband told me that I wasn't allowed to buy anymore because we didn't have enough bookshelves. But my solution to that was just to buy more bookshelves. So, yeah, we sort of got around that problem. And then the house was starting to, he was worried about the foundations, that we weren't going to take it. So I decided this was a good space to sort of set up and, you know, have somewhere safe for them to all sort of be stored.
Do you still have books in the house?
Yes, I do. The ones that are here are the ones that I'm happy to share and or sell or anything like that. But the ones at the house are like my precious ones that I don't want to give away.
And why do you think you love books so much?
One of the things I tell my students is that something about, especially reading fiction, that we can sort of immerse ourselves in another person's life so deeply, and it sort of gives us a little bit of understanding on other people's way of life or other people's way of seeing things. And I think it builds empathy. We can become more empathetic towards other people if we sort of have a bit of an insight into their sort of human condition. We can't actually experience every single human experience, but if we read, we can at least try.
And why do you like paper books?
I just like the actual physical, the physical artifact, especially if it's a really beautiful copy of a book, like if it's got nice, if it's nicely bound and has a nice cover. Like, the story can be the same even if it is poorly bound and has a ratty cover, but I just sort of like that physicality of it. And the smell, there's something about the smell of books as well, yeah. I'm always buying new books. This is why this whole thing started, is because I have a real addiction to just going out there in the world and just gathering up, and it's one of my thrills. Like, if you're at an op shop and you find an old classic for 50 cents, it's like, whoa, you know, you get a bit of a rush from that.